Hey, greetings, Internet. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. You ever read a phrase in a book and have it stick in your mind? I was reading The Courage to Teach by Parker J. Palmer recently, and he mentioned Gandhi and how he referred to his life as experiments with truth. What a beautiful phrase and way to describe life. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore what living a life with this focus on experiments with truth could look like for the creative professional, from self to society. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/181. On one hand, I kind of feel like this episode's going to be a little bit out there, but I couldn't get the phrase out of my head after reading the following excerpt in The Courage to Teach by Parker J. Palmer. Gandhi called his life experiments with truth, and experimenting in the complex field of forces that bear on our lives is how we learn more about our integrity. Palmer goes on with, experimentation is risky. We rarely know in advance what will give us life and what will sap life away. But if we want to deepen our understanding of our own integrity, experiment we must, and then be willing to make choices as we view the experimental results. Whew. You know, as I think about this reading, think about what's being said in this book, I kind of think about four different levels of experimentation that I find myself engaged with at this stage of my life. And the first is just experiments in self, you know, searching for purpose, for meaning, and a voice, looking for ways to validate who I know myself to be and what I know I'm capable of doing. And, you know, this year has certainly been more experimental than other years. And I think it's because as I get older and I feel the desire to have meaning and a greater connection to others, I can't help but experiment and try new things. I experiment less with my craft, though, and more with what I bring to my craft and what I want to say. Questions like, who am I? What do I care about? What do I want to share with the world? What kind of mark do I want to make? These are deep personal questions that really fuel the work that I do and fuel the motivation and energy that I have. And I have to test assumptions and I have to test beliefs and ideas that maybe I once held blindly unchallenged in my youth. So self, a very critical area to have these experiments with truth in. What is true for my life? And I think the second is just that sphere of personal relationships, be it friends, be it family, and work colleagues, that next level of people that you're connected with on a consistent daily basis. I think I experiment less in this area, but I think what I try to be most is selfless and empathetic and listening and attentive to their needs when I can. And I know I'm no saint in this area and can always do more. I think everyone can do more, but I don't give enough time and attention because I'm honestly, you know, in other areas experimenting with truth, be it myself or with an audience or trying to think about society as a whole. So that third level of experimentation, I think that's interesting, is just this idea of the greater audience that I'm connected with. You know, people that listen to this podcast, people that read my newsletter, people that interact with my work, maybe students that I teach. And what's interesting to me is that the abstract relationship between the audience, quote unquote, and myself is actually safe to me. I feel safer to experiment in this area with content, with editing, with style, with stuff that goes into the work because it's a little bit more abstract. I can kind of keep that distance a little more. I don't see sometimes the immediate response to that experimentation Or maybe it is I see an immediate response as opposed to like self and personal relationships. Just kind of thinking out loud. But, you know, in this area, there's certainly a safety because self and personal relationships are tricky. I mean, it's tricky. It's tough. And another tricky area is the fourth level. And I think it's this idea of society as a whole. You know, what is truth in society? When I was younger, I wanted to change the world. I don't know if I have that level of arrogance and drive anymore. I know I still have moments where that desire to do that wells up in my spirit, but for the most part, I think I'm just discovering how my life and work can even connect with the greater society, let alone making some mark or an impact. Does that mean that I've lowered my aim and maybe settled for less? I'm not sure, but I think maybe the answer is instead of seeing society as a whole, maybe starting with community, the community that you live in, the community that you spend time in, the community that you care about. Whew, this has gone deep. I'm sorry on one hand, but on the other, it's just where my brain has gone this week. It's been a deep week for me. I've really been learning a lot about myself. And one of the things that I want to talk about for a second is just this idea of truth. I like thinking about truth and that there could be some measure of objective truth out there. Is it a religious belief, natural laws, maybe space aliens, or a sentient microscopic bacteria form? I'm not sure, but I would consider this search part of my experiments of truth. But before I change the category of this podcast from business to epistemology, I want to talk about advice. It is so easy to give advice in today's world. We have platform-making machines to give advice. I like to share my journey, and sometimes, you know, it sounds a little bit like advice. You know, if it works for me, surely it will work for others, right? If it worked for me, will it work for you? Or the whole world? I mean, I get bombarded with questions at this point. How much is luck? How much of it is being in the right place at the right time? Are clickbait articles, business books, and gurus and self-help anything truly true? Is it truth? Even if it's been backed by scientific studies, is it proof that if I do what's being told that I'll see the results that they did? I think about bacon and margarine and butter at this point. They've gone back and forth. What's good for you? What's bad for you? Now, I know when I've had too much bacon, I've had too much coffee, and I start feeling my body respond. Is there correlation in some article online or a book or what a doctor says? Most likely. But this idea of truth is something that we must seek. And I don't know the answer to any of these questions, but I feel like a lot of advice fits in this mold of, it worked for me, it's going to work for you. And this is where we have to see not just if it worked for me, it will work for you, but see this advice go up the chain that I mentioned earlier, to see it start with yourself and then move on to personal relationships and then maybe a greater audience and then to society as a whole. And if you find that it's working in all of those areas, maybe you're onto something. I'm not quite sure. I hope to not be taken as a guru because I would rather practice what I preach and just have an air about myself that I'm searching and trying and experimenting with these things. Okay, I think I'm starting to ramble here, so let me kind of bring it to a close. I love the last part of Palmer's quote. He said, "Experiment we must, and then be willing to make choices as we view the experimental results. Experiments must come to an end. They must grow. They must change. And we must make choices. I've made a lot of choices this year, and they have hurt at times. They have hurt others at times, and they haven't made sense as I work through them. But you know what? As I make decisions and live with those consequences, I realize that that is life. That is what living a creative life is all about. That's just living life. I'm okay with that. So what experiments do you need to add to your life in pursuit of truth? For self, for personal relationships, for your audience, and for the world as a whole? What results are you seeing as you experiment, and are they leading you to a need for making a decision? These are the questions of today. I may not be able to control world, let alone local events, let alone how I'm going to respond today, but I can try things and see what happens, then make choices as a result. I think that sounds like the perfect model for living a creative life. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. I appreciate so much all the comments that I get throughout the week, either in email or online or on social media, about how much you are enjoying the monologues and the interviews. It just fuels me to keep going. Thank you, internet. Thank you, friends. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals and entrepreneurs? Please send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email on chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me lurking on social media. I'm at CM Studios on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your experiments with life.